Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Brutal way to lose for Penn State as Drew Eller picked off with under a minute to play in a tie game. Notre Dame would kick the game winner with 7 seconds left as the Irish advanced to the national championship game 27-24. We're just 2 days away from the Eagles-Packers wild card matchup, 4:30 at the Link. Jalen Hurts, full participant at practice, as was Jordan Love for Green Bay. A.J. Brown did not practice a rest/knee designation. Flyers fell to the Stars for one, their fourth consecutive loss. Right now, save 50% off all window styles, plus you could get zero interest for 2 years. Book your consult now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Mostly cloudy, high 38, currently 24. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, so it kind of went under the radar yesterday because there was so much going on with other stuff, primarily football. But, you know, Jared McCain out for the year. And not a shock as we had heard, you know. We'd heard a month ago this was a possibility, but it has come to fruition. Sixers announcing that he's out for the year with that knee injury. So, see you next season. And
Fun new guy. He seems fun and great mood and always smiling and brings some positivity. Yep. See ya.
And probably the kind of guy, James.
So now does he get to be a rookie again next year?
It's a good question.
No, I think it's only one game. It's baseball that has that rule.
Yeah. Sure.
But not this sport, I don't think.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, baseball has a certain amount of at-bats for hitters, and I suppose innings are something for pitchers.
That really is devastating for a young player who burst onto the scene.
I know, he did.
And then we did sort of forget about him with him being out lately. But that was cause for excitement. And
it was.
He was a lone bright spot there for a while.
It was also going to be interesting to see how good he really was once the other players got in there and his the lean on him would be less.
Sure.
And we kind of didn't get that chance because right when he got injured was right when Embiid and Paul George came back, right around the same time. So anyway, all right. So we'll see what happens next year, but a bummer for this year. 215-592-9494. All right, your chance to win auto show tickets. We'll get to that in a second. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, into the horn, Gary. Well done.
Very well done.
Creative.
Yep. Did you disable your car?
Is that it? He's gone.
Blew out his phone.
He just did that.
I think he disabled his car. Well, hopefully he didn't just get in an accident right there. I tend to think not. Probably he has one of those cars where you can hang up on the phone with the horn. He's probably hitting the horn and probably hung up on the phone. That would be my guess. But, Gary, we like your enthusiasm. We'll give you the chance to call back, buddy. It's there for you to call back. 215-592-9494. All right, rest of the way when someone calls, you got a shot to win a cool prize. Four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show. Obviously, one of the great events happens every year in Philadelphia, Philly Auto Show. And it starts today the 10th, starts tomorrow, January 11th, runs through January 20th. For tickets and more information, you can visit PhillyAutoShow.com. That's PhillyAutoShow.com. Here's how we give the tickets away today. It has now been, incredibly, 26 years since the debut of The Sopranos in 1999. First off, let's just all take inventory of how wild it is that it's been 26 years since 1999.
Over a quarter century, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right? You know, I mean, and by the way, seeing all the presidents sit there yesterday together at the Jimmy Carter funeral, I was thinking about it. Like, 17 years since Bush. It's been 25 years since Clinton. Like, we're getting old, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are.
Just putting that out there. But anyway. So today when you call in, it has been 26 years since The Sopranos, and obviously it's one of the great shows of all time. We all know that. Cast of characters was incredible. Tony Soprano, leading man, no question, and I think one of the great characters in the history of television. But so many wonderful supporting characters, from Carmela to Paulie Walnuts to Christopher and on down the line. I mean, there were so many.
Oh!
Yeah, exactly. So many that weren't the main character. Today we'll ask you this question, and we're not talking about acting. We're talking about character. Best supporting character ever in a television show. So you can't be the main guy. Can't be the main guy. That's the only rule. Or gal. You're not the main, you're not Mary Tyler Moore on the Mary Tyler Moore show. I know that's an old reference. But like, it can't be your show if you get my drift, all right? You got to be a supporting character. Best supporting character. And by the way, I think there is a definitive winning answer. We'll see if anyone says it today, but who do you think it is? 215-592-9494. Sway our panel through the show. Best answer wins the tickets to see the auto show. John, supporting character in a TV show, what hits you? And by the way, we'll get into some debates of which ones are supporting characters and which aren't. It gets a little tricky sometimes.
I'm going to go back way, way back, the way back machine to Growing Pains.
Okay.
Do you remember Richard Boner Stabone?
Yeah, I remember Boner, sure.
Who couldn't
my
remember
favorite.
Boner?
Yeah, he Boner was great. My favorite.
Boner and was just, awesome.
He was kind of like Gronk before Gronk.
Yeah,
and he was like a lot smaller than Gronk, really half the size of Gronk, but yep. He was Gronk pre-Gronk.
Boner
and
was
I
classic.
Loved he was a lovable character,
yep.
But I could never understand, like, are they really allowed to
I know.
Say that?
I know. I remember it well. All right, Seltzer, supporting character in a TV show, what hit you?
One of my faves, and we don't talk about this show enough, I feel like, Niles Crane, all-time great.
Great,
character.
He's great.
Loved him.
Niles
from
was
what?
Great from Frasier. I mean, just tremendous.
Like and a tremendous character.
I agree with you. I think that show is historically underrated.
Couldn't agree more, Joe. Really
and
good.
And the Piper, she was the daughter of Jim O'Brien.
Correct.
Yeah.
Perry Gilpin, her name is.
That's
yeah,
Ross.
Perry Gilpin. Great show. All right, Devin, supporting character in a show, what do you got?
Better Call Saul. Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad.
From Breaking Bad,
great
yes.
Answer,
so for
yeah.
that show, he would apply. For Better
right
Call
there.
Saul, he would not apply. But you're right. From Breaking Bad, that's right. All right, Rhea, supporting character, what hit you?
John Cryer in Two and a Half Men is Alan Harper. Because he was the support. Charlie was the star.
Yep.
Amazingly, after he left, John Cryer got the Emmy for Best Lead.
Wow.
But before that, he was always nominated as the supporting actor. Yep. I loved him in it.
The early years. All right, hit us up with it. There's so many big answers. I do have one in mind. And I'm going to refrain from giving you any. You guys get the drill. Don't say Tony Soprano and a supporting character, right? Best supporting character ever in a television show. Whoever provides that winning answer is going to see the Philadelphia Auto Show, which begins tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Right, Eagles and Packers begins in 2 days. Let's hope the season doesn't end in 2 days. I don't think it will. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. What's going on, Patrick?
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Super, Patrick.
Hey, good to hear you guys. I'm not super busy still, but always listening. And Richie, the other day, I got to tell you real quick. If just follow me real quick. If the Eagles players were goats and you fed them bananas, they would go out of their mind. Your fact the other day with bananas, I was cracking up because I have goats.
What was the fact?
Oh, no, goats. No, it's not
oh,
goats.
It's armadillos.
It's reindeer.
Oh, reindeer.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
And goats. So goats love bananas as much as reindeer do?
Yeah, listen, man. I have to limit
goats
it.
Eat socks and shoes and everything, though. I'm sure they love bananas.
No, goats definitely do not eat everything.
Oh, really?
That's a falsehood, at least with
really?
my little herd. Yep.
They do seem pretty cute. But I haven't spent a lot of time around goats, to be honest.
I implore everybody, especially if your Christmas tree, you find a farm, like you give your Christmas trees to the goats. Anyhow, the birds, man, the birds.
How would Drew Aller feel about that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I think
you weren't going to rip him, I thought.
I think my rule just went out the window.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patrick. Yeah.
But listen, the birds, I'm fired up. I called Seltzer's out of his mind with excitement. I can't imagine him. Like, as a kid.
So I'll give you just a quick insight. My mom says she doesn't remember the first 3 years of my life. So there you go.
I would understand that. But listen, I'm so excited. I told, listen, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but, like, we're going to steamroll these guys the way I see it. I mean, Barkley's going to be running out of his mind. And listen, they have a ground game. They got some things we got to mind ourselves. But I think between Barkley and what's his face?
Jalen?
No, our big guy up front, I'm turning here. I can't
Landon
think
Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson.
Lane Johnson.
Cam Jurgens.
Defense up front, Jordan.
Jalen Carter.
Taking Jordan Davis.
We got there, guys. Yo, Jordan Davis, so we didn't get there.
No.
But, yeah, Jalen Carter, and I think between Carter and Barkley, I'm keying in on those two guys specifically. Just
well, they're certainly two of the top five players on the team. I mean, those guys are great.
In the NFL.
Well, not in the you mean maybe at their position, but not in the whole NFL.
Yeah, I mean in the whole NFL.
Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Which, you're not going to tell me Jalen Carter is better than Josh Allen.
I'm saying he could be if you're looking for a defender. Yeah, it's very different.
He's not better than
Jalen Carter is a physical marvel,
I mean,
phenomenon.
I'm a big Eagles fan.
An all-pro.
I'm not going to act like they're two of the top five.
Jalen Carter's an all-pro at one of the most important positions on the field.
A little hyperbole,
yeah, but quarterback is so important. You know?
Well, that's a different – there's importance and then there's greatness. But anyway,
kind of difficult to compare.
Well, look, I just would not call Jalen Carter
both top five players. You could say both.
Well, you
Jaylen
told me Zach Bond is the MVP
Saquon
of the defense. So is Zach Bond a top five?
Hold on, top five players.
Is Zach Bond top five in the league? You said he's the MVP of the defense.
I think that would be a stretch.
He's an awesome
player.
Hey, Patrick.
I do think he's the MVP of this defense.
No, listen, that
doesn't mean that Jalen Carter isn't a better player than he is, because Jalen Carter is a better player than everyone is, and he'll continue to be so just because of his talent alone.
Patrick, give me an answer. A side character, whether he's the number two person or 20 person in the show, what do you got?
Listen, I think the show still stands, and I met him up in Westbrook, Connecticut, doing some work for him at his house. The original Art Carney Norton.
That is the answer I was looking for. Now, I know
that's going back a while.
Wait,
that's
because
you literally just said the answer you were looking for.
Yep, and I know.
I don't even know who that character is, but that's
people,
wild he said it's
Devin, such a lead. Most people under 50 don't.
Right.
Why would Norton assume it would be the winning answer on the show today? Because it's Joe Cameron.
I didn't say he thinks it's the winning answer.
I didn't say it would be the winning answer because I know I'd get outvoted, and I expect I will be. But that, in my Norton from the Honeymooners, in my opinion, is the greatest.
It's a good answer. Like, I was never a Honeymooners guy.
You should be.
It's a little.
It is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, they wanted to do a spinoff with him. I was just reading about this recently. Yep. But somebody else didn't want to do it, and he never spoke to them again.
Well, I probably lost a lot of money with that.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a bummer. All right, Darren Sproles in town this weekend. Devin, you're going to be hanging with Darren Sproles. People can be there. Tell us about this.
Well, yeah, actually, a slight change in plan, swapping out Darren Sproles for good old Mr. Mike Quick. It's going to be Mike Quick and I hanging at the Verizon store on Walnut Street in Center City today, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can come out to hang with Mike Quick and I. Come chat with us about the Eagles-Packers game. And find out how you can win tickets to Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. So come see Mike Quick and I at the Verizon store on 14th and Walnut Street today, 5 p.m.
Two-thirds of the Eagles broadcast team. How about that?
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of the Eagles-Packers game, it is, of course, featured in our Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2025 Equinox, it sets the bar on styling. And Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive. To Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, who wins Sunday, Eagles or Packers? Obviously, the Eagles will win this poll. The question will be poll-related. To what degree do they win the poll? You know, 90%, 80%? You can always kind of gauge the confidence level amongst our listeners and Eagles fans when you see a poll like this. So we'll see how it goes through the show. Eagles-Packers, who wins Sunday? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, I need to do a correction. James Seltzer, do you have the... the Paul George audio after his first Sixers game.
Give me a sec. I got to pull up your board. Give me a sec.
Another bonehead play by me, because I've got to invoke Paul George to invoke myself. I've got to rebuke
another bonehead play.
Yep. Because it was another bonehead play by me yesterday. First, by the way, in a show or two. John, you were right. I was wrong.
Uh-oh.
John Ritchie, you were right. I was wrong. When Belichick was talking about the two rules that I referenced yesterday, I confused cold and wet. He was talking about sleeves for the running back if it's wet. I got confused and thought he was talking about if it's cold. So score one for Richie, and the hammer already has an L today.
So you better get your head out of your ass.
I better, because I got an hour until beat the hammer. And I ended last year on a bad note. Got to start this year on a good note. So,
I thought that was suspicious that he would say something that dumb.
Okay, so does it make sense, though, the wet thing? Because his rule was if you're going to carry the ball on a wet day, wear cloth.
It does help. Yes, it does.
Yeah,
help.
Logically,
that,
right? That makes sense.
That's one of
those
little things.
He said
he's all about the details that make a difference. You know, he's all about left-footed punter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because it's spinning the wrong way. Guys are going to catch it differently. Yes, having fabric on your forearm when it's soaking wet helps the ball stay gripped.
Yeah. Anyone know what we got? I haven't looked it up yet. Weather-wise for Sunday?
Yes. It's going to be mostly sunny, around 40,
okay.
Low winds, which is good. Winds maybe 6 to 8 miles an hour.
So some bounce back weather, because it has been cold this
week. It's
been
bone chilling.
Yeah, it's been brutal.
When your dog, when you open up the door at 3 in the morning and Janie's like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. What's the degrees?
Well,
around 40.
40.
You mean Sunday. 40
sunny.
On Sunday.
Yeah,
40
sunny.
Degrees and
pretty
sunny.
Good.
Low wind.
That's
not
pretty
bad.
Nice, actually. Like, once you get into the low 30s, once you get into the 20s, that's when things get numb and stingy. But if you're in the 40s, it's almost like, that's as nice as it gets this time of
this
year.
That's high. That's the high in the day, because the game starts at 4:30, so it'll start to drop.
So it'll be dropping.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll be dark by basically halftime.
Sure.
Coldest I remember a game, and I'm sure there have been colder, but one of the more cold ones in the last, 30 years, Eagles and Bucks had a playoff game on New Year's Eve in 2000.
I was at that game, Joe.
Do you remember how cold it was?
It was one of the coldest experiences of my life.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
The Eagles Atlanta NFC Championship game
that was
the lake
one.
Was super cold.
Yeah, that was another one.
Yeah.
No question. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Anthony, New Jersey. Good morning, Anthony.
Let's go, Bird!
You know it, Anthony.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I mean, pretty good. I'm bummed about Penn State, but otherwise pretty good.
Hey, Joe, man, I need a huge favor from you, man, because
yes,
the last
sir.
Time you lost, I believe we lost. If you don't dominate and
wow, the pressure's on.
I don't like this, Anthony.
Wait,
I don't like it either, to be honest. I'm not a fan of this angle. I don't know if that's
true.
Are you sure about that, Anthony?
Yeah, probably the Washington
game. I don't think it is.
Yeah, probably the Washington game.
I believe he lost.
He lost right before break. Yeah.
Anthony, thank you for bringing this up.
Yeah, it makes sense. About 3 weeks.
For pointing this out. But it has no connection whatsoever.
No, wasn't it the Dallas game? It was the Dallas game.
No, actually, you're right.
Anthony's right.
Yeah.
My bad. My bad.
He's right, unfortunately.
Don't like this one bit, Anthony. I don't like what you're doing here one bit.
Hey, Joe, man, what's up? Man, you got quiet on me, Joe. Come on, man.
Here's the good news. Okay, let's just break it down. Good news. I win at about an 86% clip and beat the hammer. So I will likely do my job. And if I do, you're saying the Eagles will do their job. So, I mean, like, you would take an 86% chance of the Eagles to win the game, right? Because that's probably higher than it is.
Hey, Joe, guaranteed you do your job. I promise you I will be the first caller Monday congratulating you for doing it.
Anthony, I'm going to give you a Charles Barkley, as he says on TNT. Guaranteed! Lock it in, Anthony. All right, Anthony, give me a great answer for a character in a TV show.
You just guaranteed a win in what?
Beat the hammer.
Guaranteed a win and beat the hammer today?
I just did it.
Okay.
Just happened.
Good.
Is that the first time ever?
He's done it before, but it's rare.
I don't know about that.
It's rare. You've done it a couple times, I think.
I don't think.
All right, Anthony, give me a side character in a show, my man.
If you run the game, Joe, and your defense, Joe, let's go, Joe.
Oh, you know my defense will be good because it'll probably be a bump call. Anthony, hang on, buddy. Give me a character from a TV show.
Tommy from Power.
From what?
Power.
Power.
Oh, from Power. You got it. Anthony, entertaining phone call, man. Appreciate that call. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, something I was not aware of until yesterday. Interesting Saquon Barkley related. We'll get to that. What Elliot said about A.J. Brown, that and more. Your phone calls on all these topics. Big day. Game day, obviously Sunday, 2 days away. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Borgato, 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center, how they've helped me through the years and how they can certainly help you as well. You know, with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Sensational with what they do. Board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Now, for me, it's always been about year-to-year maintenance. Never had a major problem. Always looking to keep it in that category. I go to PI Dental Center every year, make sure I'm good, get their care, and you can do that as well. But if you have a major issue with your teeth that requires a significant repair, know that PI Dental Center, they can fix you up. They fix up people not only from around here, there are people from Europe that travel for the greatness of PI Dental Center to get fixed up. Get yourself there. You don't have to come from Europe. Just get yourself to Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.